Me, I'm just trying to find my place on this team. I don't think I'm assured of anything. I know I ain't guaranteed or nothing, so I'm just trying to just do my job and stay out of everybody's way.
How do you feel about the pass rush?
I think it was a good start, but we still got a long way to go. I mean, you know, I mean, just like the Eagles are knocking off Russ, we're knocking off Russ. So, you know, I'm probably about to take a couple of real games, 60 minutes going there to really know. But I think we got a good chance to be good, though.
Do you like the practices against the other teams? Obviously, Tampa's coming in, or is that maybe too much?
No, I mean, I don't have no problem with it because, I mean, you know, after you go against your own teammates for about a good week, they know all your moves, they know your tendencies, they know what you're giving them, what they're not. They're calling out the blitzes, we calling out the plays. So you want to go against somebody else just to see, okay, what I've been working on, will it work on somebody else? So, you know, I think it's good. I mean, Coach Bill, he don't play, so, you know, you really don't worry about too much, no fights, nothing going on, because he ain't tolerating that right now.
Has this pretty much been what you thought it would be? I mean, I know you've been here, you know, obviously you signed in the spring, and you went through the spring practices in the summer, but, you know, 2 weeks into camp, is this any surprises for you to this point?
No, I mean, I got what I pretty much expected. I mean, he fried with you. He going to give you a shot to see what you can do. And if you can't do it, he going to get you up out of it. Simple as that. I mean, I don't have no problem how they run this show, personally, at all.
Was it frustrating being on a team with Oakland that didn't win a whole lot, no matter how well you might have played? Was it tough to go through that? You kind of get used to it after a while.
Nah, you don't never get used to losing. But whatever happened in Oakland, it happened, and I'm just trying to I'm trying to, you know, get past all that. I wish them the best of luck, and, you know, hope they turn that thing around.
You've been pretty durable over the course of your career. How much of that is a point of pride for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's football. I mean, it's like boxing. I mean, your toughness is pretty much one of the biggest things you need in this game, and if you ain't tough or doable, it's going to weed you out real quick on this level. So, man, I run every day. I try to, you know, just try to take care of my body the best I can, because this game will wear you down real, real, real quick.
So, Tommy, the success of a defense, how much does it start up front and getting consistent pressure?
I think that's the starting point, any great defense. Mm-hmm. Just like with any great offense, starting point go always be the old line. You got a great offensive line, you got something to build from. So, you know, if you got a great defensive line, you can always put yourself in good position, second and long situation, or put yourself in a situation you don't have to blitz all the time. You can just rush folks. So I think anytime you got a real good D-line, that's the benchmark of a great defense. I mean, just look at all the defenses that have been great in the history of the game. They always had A1 D-line. So
I know you weren't here last year. How much have they stressed to you how much they want you to help improve the pass rush this year?
I pretty much know what my job is. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much know. I just look at it like this. It's kind of like a golden opportunity for me. And I doubt if I messed this up. So I'm very confident in my abilities. I'm very confident how I fit into this scheme. So, you know, I'm just keep doing my job every day. Just let chips.
Huh? What do you mean a golden opportunity for you?
I mean, it's a golden opportunity. Every time you playing on a team like this, they got an opportunity to do something. It's an opportunity, a golden opportunity. It's a better chance you probably had in the past, but you got to take advantage of it. Yeah. So.
Got some young faces over there too, guys like Corey and Joe Villano and Marcus. What do you think of them? What do you think of that group of young
guys? I like them. I love them, all of them. I try to help them any way I can. You know, give them little tips. You know, I just try to stress to them to slow the game down. Make sure you learn all your plays so when you're out there, wherever the call is, okay, that's the call. I can relax. And just trying to, you know, don't get to the point where it's not, everything is not in a rush for you, a hurry, so you won't be panicked. So you just put your hand in the dirt and do what you do naturally. So, I mean, I try to, you know, give them all the tips I can give. You good?
Good. Cool. Thanks, Tom.
Nice talking to y'all. Y'all have a lovely day.
You too.